Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today is Thursday, November 12th. We'll share the latest update about the election results, which state has now been called for President Trump, which state is doing a recount, and the new announcement from President-elect Biden. Also a change from the CDC as they cite new evidence masks may be even more beneficial than originally thought. Plus, some Ring doorbell cameras can be a fire risk. We'll tell you how to fix them, what to expect from the biggest golf tournament of the year, and what you need to know about the changes to this year's open enrollment. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More new announcements from President-elect Joe Biden and his team as they continue prepping to run the country starting next year. Biden announced he chose Ron Klain as his incoming chief of staff. That's one of the most powerful positions in the White House. It's the person who helps direct and oversee daily operations, policy development, and staff activities. Klain has been in Biden's inner circle for years already. He used to be chief of staff to Vice President Al Gore during the Clinton administration, and then Vice President Biden during the Obama administration. Now, together, Biden and Klain will work to assemble the rest of the future administration. The transition team is expected to announce more top cabinet members later this month. Biden says he'll have both Democrats and Republicans in his inner circle. And he promised to make diversity a priority, too. That means we could see more women, people of color, and openly LGBTQ people in key roles. Of course, President Trump has yet to concede the election and continues with legal challenges over voting results in several states. Stay tuned. As expected, President Trump won the state of Alaska. NBC News, CNN, and the Associated Press have now called it, meaning the state's three electoral votes go to President Trump, pushing his Electoral College tally to 217. Still, that does not make much of a difference for the outcome of the race, since he would need 270 electoral votes to win, and his Democratic opponent got 290 so far. At this point, the only two states left to be called are Georgia and North Carolina. North Carolina will most likely go to President Trump as well. He's up more than 73,000 votes there. But the reason it hasn't been called yet is because, according to state law, election officials can count mail-in ballots they receive up to today as long as they're postmarked by November 3rd. Expect official news on those 15 electoral votes by tomorrow. Then there's Georgia. Biden leads by about 14,000 votes there, out of almost 5 million total. Since that's so close, all 5 million ballots are now being recounted by hand. Results of that recount are not expected until next Friday, November 20th. The Trump campaign and two Republican senators from Georgia have accused the state of allowing voting irregularities and lack of transparency. However, so far, they have not given specifics or evidence, and election officials have denied there was any widespread fraud. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says he hopes this recount will help build confidence in the system. But he also says he doesn't expect the recount to change the vote tally, since he has faith in the electronic voting machines. And to be extra clear, even if Trump does win after the Georgia recount, and also gets that win in North Carolina, he still will not have enough electoral votes to flip the result of the election. The U.S. is breaking even more coronavirus records this week. Nearly 146,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported in the U.S. just yesterday. That's the most ever reported in one day. There has also been a sharp increase in the daily number of deaths. More than 1,400 Americans died from COVID-19 yesterday. The daily death toll broke records in Minnesota, Alabama, and Tennessee. Health experts warn with the cooler temperatures and holidays around the corner, these numbers will likely keep going up in the next few months. Meanwhile, a change from the CDC. The Federal Health Agency made its strongest case for mask wearing yet. It now says a mask can benefit the person wearing it, not just the people around them. Until now, the general idea behind face coverings has been that my mask protects you, your mask protects me. But this new CDC guidance cites studies that show even more benefits of universal mask wearing for everyone. The agency cited studies showing the cloth mask materials can lower your exposure to some infectious droplets through filtration. It also says the best masks are ones with more than one cloth layer. The CDC made a new financial case for mask wearing as well. It said if mask wearing increases by 15% around the country, it would prevent the need for lockdowns and avoid up to $1 trillion in losses. As of today, 34 states and Washington, D.C. require people wear face coverings in public when they're inside or cannot be at least 6 feet apart from others outside, with various exceptions. Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida this morning for the second time this week. The first time it hit the Keys in South Florida. This time around, the storm is impacting the west side of the state, just north of Tampa. There, millions of people are dealing with heavy rain and gusty winds. So far, there have not been any reports of flooding, major damage, or injuries, and no one is under a mandatory evacuation order. But the Tampa Bay region did start opening shelters for anyone who might need a place to stay. At last check, roughly 16,000 homes and businesses are without power. President Trump approved an emergency declaration allowing federal authorities to help with disaster relief as needed. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, let's take a short break to thank our sponsor today. If you haven't done this yet, it is time for you to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. First, I love that you can skip extra trips to the grocery store and all the stressful planning to figure out what's for dinner. Instead, HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy at-home cooking. And the recipes are super simple to follow. And that is coming from someone who has not always been great in the kitchen. Plus, you get fantastic meals in the end. In fact, HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut, try new things, and make any night feel special without a lot of time or effort. My husband and I made tasty sweet potato fajitas with pepper jack and pickled jalapeno and lime sour cream. We were so impressed. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy90 and use that code newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy90 and use that code newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. All right, now back to the news. Facebook and Google are extending their bans on political ads. At Facebook, the ban will be up for at least another month, while Google says it probably won't allow political ads through December. They hope this will prevent confusion about the election results. Remember, they originally planned to have the ad ban up for only about a week after the election. Now the bans are going to stick around longer, and that is getting some pushback. For example, some campaign officials in Georgia say they need to buy ads to get the word out about two runoff elections in the state that we mentioned yesterday. And right now, they can't do that. So they call the ban frustrating and say the timing could not be worse. Meanwhile, more conservatives have switched to alternative social media outlets since the election. Parler, MeWe, and Rumble are considered free speech platforms that have less moderation than Facebook and Twitter. And they've been popular among some conservative pundits and some politicians like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. They're not new, but have added millions of new users since the election, though critics say they allow conspiracy theories and disinformation to spread. If you have a Ring doorbell, you might want to double check it. Nearly 24 of the second generation models have caught on fire because they were installed wrong. In case you're not familiar, Ring doorbells are owned by Amazon and have a camera on them that can stream live video. But now it turns out if you use the wrong screws while putting them up, you can puncture the battery, causing it to overheat and ignite. So far, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says this has happened to 23 Ring devices and 8 people have ended up with minor burns. Fortunately, the company says the fix is pretty simple. Just make sure you're installing it with the right screws. Ring has updated its instructions on its website, and it's urging people to review them. It adds, if the Ring doorbells are put in correctly, there should be no risk of fire. The biggest golf tournament of the year is here. We're talking about the 2020 Masters at Augusta National in Georgia. It kicks off today with 92 of the world's best golfers taking to the green. The tournament usually happens in the spring, and it was supposed to happen in April, but it got pushed back because of the pandemic. Fans are still not allowed to attend, but there will be no shortage of talent. The lineup includes some of the most iconic names in golf, like Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau. And of course, there's Tiger Woods, who, by the way, won last year. The tournament will air on major networks like ESPN, CBS, and the Golf Channel starting today through Sunday. UPS is loosening its rules on natural black hairstyles. CBS News reports the shipping company will now let its employees sport afros, braids, cornrows, and other traditional dos. Until now, the company had some pretty strict rules on employee appearance. For example, CNN reports men could not wear their hair longer than their collar, and beards were off limits for most workers. UPS says it's reversing course, though, because it wants its employees to feel comfortable, genuine, and authentic. The loosened restrictions apply to the company's more than 500,000 employees around the world. Well, this year, the world's biggest sales event was a massive record-breaking hit. We're talking about China's Singles Day. Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba raked in the equivalent of about $74 billion American dollars, nearly double the previous record. Singles Day actually began as a joke holiday as an alternative to Valentine's Day. But a few years ago, Alibaba started using it as a sales tool, offering discounts on everything from electronics to travel packages. And it took off. Now the BBC says Chinese shoppers spend a lot more on Singles Day than Americans typically spend on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. By the way, several of Alibaba's rivals also held Singles Day events. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is all about open enrollment. Yep, it's that time of year again when Americans pick or change health insurance plans. And this year, there will be some new things worth considering. We'll explain. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today. Thanksgiving is coming up, and I always love to enjoy the traditional foods, but even more importantly are the memories made each holiday. So this year, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is giving you something extra to be grateful for. Get all the meat you need for the holiday and beyond delivered right to your door. It's one less trip to the grocery store, and it's a better, more affordable selection of meat as well. And we're not just talking about any meat here. I love ButcherBox because you're getting only high-quality meat that never has antibiotics or added hormones. You get options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and much more. I used to struggle finding really good meat and knowing what's in it, so ButcherBox just takes the guesswork out of all of that and makes it so easy. I know everything they send me is the way meat should be. And get this, right now, ButcherBox is offering new members a turkey for free in their first box. That's an entire turkey for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday, and we're talking about open enrollment. In most states, it kicked off on November 1st and ends December 15th. And remember, this is the only time of the year you can change your health care plan unless you have a major life event, like if you lose your job or get married. So whether you get health insurance through work or opt for a private or government option, now is the time to review what plans are out there for you. As always, in 2021, you'll want to think about how much health care you think you'll need. Of course, you're looking for the best care for your situation and needs for the least amount of money. And we should note, even if you've signed up for the same plan year after year, some things might have changed in the era of coronavirus. For example, the cost of your usual plan may have increased, there may be new added benefits for mental health services, and you might find more flexible childcare benefits available as well. And one more thing. For those who do not get benefits through an employer, the Affordable Care Act, or what's known as Obamacare, is now open for enrollment through healthcare.gov, as well as other state exchanges. Yes, the future of Obamacare is still up for debate in the Supreme Court right now, as we've discussed, but experts say don't let that stop you from getting coverage now if you do need it, and that's your best option. If the court decides to overturn the law, people who lose coverage will likely get a chance to enroll elsewhere. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, we so appreciate it when you share the show with your friends and family, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod. Also, don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. We'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.